It is day three of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord sitting in a very noisy Main Street arena. It is just hopping today. There are festival goers and people all over the place. I'm sitting with Brian Weakland. Brian is a screenwriter. Nice to see you again, Brian.
Nice to see you, Sean.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you,
okay,
barely.
I can hear you because I've got these headsets. Brian is a screenwriter from Richmond. We actually spoke last year when you were here, when you were one of the three winners of the Virginia Film Office Governor's Screenwriting Competition.
That's correct.
For a film called, tell me the title again.
Klaus the Great.
And this year you're back with another award-winning screenplay. Second time in a row you're here. You've won the Virginia Film Office Governor's Screenwriting Competition for a screenplay called Last Waltz of Vienna. Tell us a little bit about the competition first.
Well, the competition is associated with a film festival here in Charlottesville, and it's open to all Virginia residents. And the key is that some or most of your script has to be of a nature that it can be shot in Virginia.
Right.
So even though my script basically deals with 1938 in Austria, there are enough scenes in that script that can be shot here in Virginia. For example, there are scenes in a movie theater.
Right.
There are scenes in at a railroad station. There are scenes at a psychiatrist's office. So all those scenes could be shot in Virginia, even though when I say it, the screenplay deals with Vienna, it's not Vienna, Virginia. It's Vienna, Austria.
It's a good joke, though.
Yeah, it's a good joke. We talked about that earlier. Yeah. So maybe, go ahead.
So just for people who are unfamiliar with this, for the competition, it's to promote filmmaking in Virginia.
That's correct.
So screenplays that from Indiana Films could be shot in Virginia, or at least partly shot in Virginia, but not necessarily. So your screenplay, Last Waltz of Vienna, not Vienna, Virginia. There are portions that could be shot here. So qualified.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. To be honest, I would love for it to be shot in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
That would give me a chance to sit and watch the movie being made.
Well, actually, since you opened that door, have you seen one of your screenplays produced?
Well, it's kind of an exciting time for me right now because 2 weeks ago, this screenplay won Best Drama Award at the Austin Film Festival in Texas.
That's terrific.
And there were a total of 8,200 scripts in that competition.
Wow.
So can you imagine my shock being at least one of the 27 finalists and then actually winning the thing a couple weeks ago?
That's terrific.
That has opened the door to a fair amount of inquiries from production companies and from management companies who want to talk to me and direct my career and get things off the back burner. So it's really exciting.
So you're not having serious talks with people?
Yeah, it's actually like it's beyond just the simple writing stage. It's now like I can see potential of actually getting a movie made, which is a very rare thing for a screenwriter these days.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you think in any given year there are maybe about 200 movies that are actually being produced and distributed in the United States, and there are 15,000 screenwriters out there, 4,000 of which are actual members of the Writers Guild.
Right.
So to make one of the 280 movies is a very small percentage to begin with.
So that came on the heels of this script, Last Waltz of Vienna, winning the Austin Film Festival screenwriting competition.
Yes.
I want to talk about this film, but since I've got you here and we spoke last year, I want to go back a little bit to last year's film. Give me the title again.
Klaus the Great.
Klaus the Great. Okay, so you were one of the three winners, as we discussed. They don't have a run, place, and show. You're one of three winners of the Virginia Governor Screenwriting Competition. So what does that mean? What happened to that script? What was the immediate award, and what kind of recognition did it lead to? And is there anything happening with that script? With Klaus
Well, you know, it's interesting. The key for a beginning screenwriter is to have big scripts under his belt or her belt.
Right.
So that when the time comes and a script like Last Waltz comes along and wins a major award like Austin, the manager or the production company wants to know, what else do you have? What other scripts do you have?
Sure.
And, for example, many of them want to actually see Klaus and read it. So it gives Klaus like a second life. And a lot of screenwriters have scripts that are sitting on their desks for years and years. For example, I'm trying to think of a script like Hope Springs, the movie Hope Springs.
Sure.
That script was dormant for about 10 years. Actually, it was called Untitled Project for 10 years.
Oh, sure. I've read that. That's
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was produced as a wonderful movie. The movie Flight, for example, with Denzel Washington.
Yes.
That script was about 8 years in the making, had maybe literally 50 revisions of that script. So you really can't think of a script as like a brick that's just going to stay where it is. I mean, these scripts have a certain life to them. And sometime, hopefully, there'll be someone who's looking for a protagonist who's 100 years old, like Klaus, and that movie will be made.
Excellent. Well, let's go back to Last Waltz of Vienna. Tell us, you told us briefly, but give us a bit more detail what it's about.
Okay. Last Waltz really is a story about the escape of Sigmund Freud from Nazi Austria in 1938. But that alone does not drive the story. The story really is driven by the guy who assisted Freud, and his name was Anton Sauerwald. He was an Austrian chemist, about 35 years old, and he was a Nazi. He was appointed by the Nazis when they took over Austria to liquidate Freud's assets. But in the process, he got to meet Freud, read his books, understood that here was a genius who must be saved. So rather than actually liquidating Freud and committing Freud to and his family to the clutches of the Nazis, he actually assisted all of them to escape to Paris on the Orient Express. So it's the story is really of Sauerwald and his transformation from this bomb-making chemist to the actual hero who saved Freud. And that's basically the story.
So this story is based on historical characters.
Yeah, it's a true story.
And, is this your specialty? I mean, do you tend to write?
Well, I'm supposed to say yes, this is my specialty. Because as I understand it, production or producers and managers want to have screenwriters who have a certain niche.
Sure.
So that if a project comes up, they'll say, okay, Weakland did this World War II script. Maybe he'd be good for your World War II script. So I'm told that I'm supposed to promote myself as sort of a niche writer. But deep down inside my heart, I want to do something more action-driven.
Sure. But outside of your niche, how do you find a story like this? Is this just something you had known about for a long time, and you thought there was a story here?
And this story actually happened sort of accidentally to me.
Yeah?
I'll tell you the story real quick. I was in a public library in Henrico County, Virginia. It was Tuckahoe Library. I was in the biography section because I love to read biographies, and there was a book there on Pope John the 23rd, who's one of my heroes. Pope John was very advanced in years when he was elevated to Pope. But in the few years that he had in his role, he changed the church. But right under this book about Pope John the 23rd was a book about Ernst Jones, E-R-N-S-T Jones, who was Freud's right-hand man. And so I took that book out, too, and I flipped through that book, and I found this page that talked about Freud's escape from Austria. And I never knew that Freud... I mean, when I think of Freud, I think of certainly all of the great ideas that he had. For psychoanalysis. But I never knew that he actually had to escape when the Nazis took over Austria.
And he would have been a rather old man.
He was 82 years old at the time. So,
yeah.
I mean, his career is basically over, but in his mind, he was still very sharp.
Yeah.
And initially, he didn't think the Nazis had any plan for him because of his advanced age. They thought they would leave him alone, but that's not the way it was. There was a great upheaval in the Jewish community in Vienna at the time. Vienna had 200,000 Jews, and there were very few outside of Vienna. Mm-hmm. So Vienna became really the hotbed for this anti-Jewish sentiment. Freud had to be convinced to leave, his friend Ernst Jones basically convinced him to go. Sarewald got the visas and got him out of there before the real mayhem occurred.
So if you have a niche, you write stories about old men.
It turns out that way, but actually this story is about the young guy who saved the old guy.
So the awards are tonight at 6 p.m. at the Paramount.
Yes.
This is tied in with the Virginia Film Festival. The Virginia Film Festival is the showcase for giving out this award. You are one of the three winners. For people who are interested, how does one find out more about the Virginia Governor Screenwriters Competition, and how do they enter that?
Well, they can certainly go online. On the there is a separate site for the Virginia Screenwriting Competition.
Yeah, I realize there's a little bit of an unfair competition. Yeah. I question. Yeah. I mean, I'm asking you to promote it, and you're here to talk about yourself. Yeah, people can go online and look for it. And I've looked at it myself. They're very specific.
Yes,
specific, but not stringent. Rules, just guidelines to me to be able to enter the competition.
Well, I think what you want to do is, first of all, let me back up. I just want to take this time to encourage as many people as possible to enter this competition, because I just spoke with Andy Edmonds, who's the head of the film office.
Mm-hmm.
He says there really is a crying need for Virginia-type scripts, because there are production companies in Virginia that would just love to shoot movies here.
Right.
And there are an awful lot of incentives to shoot movies here. So anyone out there who has the urge and has a story to tell, tell it in Virginia, and you may get a movie made out of it.
And there's so many good films made in Virginia with Virginia themes and filmmakers being highlighted here at the Virginia Film Festival.
Yes.
I think that's one of the great kind of subtext of the festival itself, is not just to show great films, but to show what a great place Virginia is for filmmakers.
And the wonderful production people in Virginia and the facilities here. So really, get those scripts done. And I'm encouraging you, Sean, to finish your script. I know you have one in the works here.
I do, and maybe next year you'll be interviewing
I'll be interviewing you.
There you go.
Fair enough. Fair
Brian,
enough.
Thank you very much for coming by. It's a pleasure to see you. And if I can, I'll pop in tonight, and I hope to see you around the rest
great.
Of the festival.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, take care.